as easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM.
Mpumtweni, Getsemane, it's that time of the year again where we remember what happened in Getsemane. My goodness, a powerful song there on AM 657 kilohertz. Come next week, it will be a church conference after the other. So be safe there and drive safe if you will be attending any of those services, inspiring, blessed services there, where we get to remember why we are saved in the first place, where we are called the children of the Most High in a safe place, because it was during this time that His blood was shed for us to be saved, for our sins to be cleansed, to be forgiven. Wow, powerful song. The thanks, Mbumi. That's the best way to. I don't know if anybody can render this song the way Mbumi is rendering it. Mbumi Mtsweni there. I'm reminded of Zbunoah Getsemane. My word, I wish I had all of them here, tonight, so that I can be able to hear one version of Getsemane after the other. Let's welcome Tate Elias Shamata. Shamata, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Tate Godfrey, and good evening to the listeners. It's always an honor to be here.
We hit it the running, Baba. How was your week? And if you can please share with us your the testimonies of the people that you managed to help over the past few days or few weeks.
This was the nerve-wracking week. A bit difficult, more challenging than the others. We never have dull moments, but wow, this week was a little bit hectic. Ndatemoabi, let's talk first about the challenges that we had or the cases that we received in our office. Mostly, it was the debt management issues, whereby people were losing their cars or their houses. We had to do to make arrangements for those clients. And the issue of the deceased estates in Ndatemoabi also, whereby the families are fighting over the estate of their deceased parents or the spouses that have deceased. And one case in point, again, that it's a similar issue like others. We had a case of the siblings who had their parents who have passed away. Here is the issue in Ndatemoabi. This is exactly what we spoke about last week, but it happened again this week, whereby the people had a similar issue. When the man or the wife or the woman remarries after the divorce, right? And they haven't finalized the division of the estate. Like, for example, you know those divorce settlement orders that will say the two parties shall share the assets 50-50. What does that mean? It means nothing.
People shall share.
Yeah. And then they don't share.
Yeah.
The other one is staying in the property and the other one moves out.
Mm.
And then they go and marry their respective partners as they move along. And then they die. And then there's a property that they never resolved. Mm. And there are kids. Right? So then the kids start fighting over this property with the stepmother now.
Or the stepmother evicted them.
No, the stepmother wants to sell.
Mm.
Yes. In this case, the children are old. They've got their own homes. Right? They've got their own houses. But now the stepmother wants to sell this property. Because she says it's hers.
Yeah.
But the children say, no, 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 hang on. You came into this house. Mm. This house was built by our mother.
Mm.
You found this property here. It's just that our father never finalized our mother's estate. Because if our father could have finalized the estate, we would have got a share.
Who has the case between the two?
The children.
Okay.
They do have.
Okay.
She has, because she has got the... Okay, let me put it this way. From the word go, the children hold the half share of their mother's estate. Mm. Then the father has got his own share. Again, they've got their share in the father's estate as well, because he's still their father.
Yeah.
Mm. You know? And then this lady who has been appointed as the executrix of the estate also passed away. But before she passed away, she signed a will. She bequeathed the very same property to some relative somewhere.
Mm.
The son of the aunt somewhere. and the son of the aunt wants to sell the property. And the rightful owners of the property, the children of the deceased, are being shut out of the door.
So what happens now? When a kiwilili, that the rights and the inheritance of the children. So that means the children have lost legally so because of the will.
No,
they can't.
Yeah, because of the fact of the matter in the Tumabi. If I lend you my car now to use,
yeah,
right, you drive around with my car,
And
when you go and sign a will with my car, you see, when I die, I give this car off to my son.
Oh.
In other words, you give my car to your son.
Yeah,
that will cannot be valid.
Oh, I see.
You don't own that car; it's mine.
All right.
So in this case, this lady is bequeathing their property to her beneficiary, to her heir, on the property that she doesn't own.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So then everybody saw the will and they think, no, the will is valid. It's valid. No. She doesn't have the rights over the property.
Okay, because it's not hers.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Marwa, when I worry, some people have an amnesia. Let's say, for instance, the will had power, some sort of a powers and all that. He had the power to do that. That means he was going to evict his own, you know, family members.
It happens all the time. Whereby, let's say, for example, God forbid, if you get divorced now, and then you don't buy or build a new home for the new family, right? And you bring the new spouse into this property of yours, and then you die first. She evicts your children. She sells your children. I mean, she sells the property.
Yeah.
She sells everything if she wants to sell, and then your children go to the street. You could have been wiser and say, let me keep this property. It belongs to my children. And then if she has got hers, it belongs to her children. You can start your own family.
It's a pity that most of the times people don't get into the second marriage, got a clear and the good motives. It's all about what they can get from their spouses and all that. Why am I saying that? In most cases, people still want to get married in community of property.
Because
they want to benefit out of that. Because most of the times it's about what can I gain from this. But if they were really serious about life, they were not just there to benefit from other people's, you know, sweat and all that, they would come with this agreement. Can I leave it an antenuptial?
Antenuptial contract.
Antenuptial contract, whereby we say, mine is mine, yours is yours, but whatever that we build together is ours. And the houses would belong to your children, my house will belong to my children and yours to your children. But that's not the case, because people are greedy. They don't go into marriage because of love, but what you have. That's why sometimes even when you bring these things up, they would begin to say, or make you think, or no, you don't really love them. But that's not the case.
We have seen last week what happened in Bloemfontein. The young lady, very young lady, got married to a very elderly man. And after a few years, she divorced the gentleman, because the gentleman is multimillionaire, so she wanted half of the estate.
Yeah.
So the gentleman went to court, said no, but she didn't contribute anything to this estate.
Yeah.
She found me as a millionaire. And she came with nothing, and she must go with nothing. And the court agreed.
Wow.
So there's a ruling last week in Free State High Court, yes, that the lady came with nothing and she must go with nothing.
So what in the law world, in the world of the law, if I may use that term, what is it, precedence? Does it set a precedence
to
other cases that will come after?
We have done those cases ourselves.
Okay.
For feature of benefits.
All right.
Yes, we had a lady as well. She contributed everything
in
the estate, right? The husband was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
All that he did was to buy alcohol. Then when they got divorced, because eventually she said, I'm divorcing this man because she's of no use for me, because every time I get him a job, he drinks and doesn't go to work. He absconds.
Okay.
You know, then eventually she divorced him. He wanted to claim 50% of the estate because they are married in community of property. So he built up a case. We said, no, you can't get anything out of this estate because you contributed nothing.
You can't always win.
No.
Because you are married in community of property.
No.
Okay, I
see. That's why there's forfeiture of benefits.
Oh, I see. Yes. So what's the advantage about, but they're in for it, eh?
Yeah, but it's just that you have to convince the court.
Yeah.
To say, I know this person is in for the right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now that I'm not so.
Yeah, actually there's a tendency now, there's a pattern.
Mm.
Hey, men have now found a loophole.
Okay.
They found that the ladies that are working for the state, who are working for the government, they've got huge, huge, huge pension benefits.
Mm.
So they married these ladies, and then 3 months later, they divorced.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And then the one they share, the 50%.
Yeah. Because now, if you started working in the government when you were 21 years old, because you did matric or form 5 or form E or standard what 10 back then, and then you went to nursing college or teachers college at that time and started teaching, and you obviously upgraded yourself later on. Now you are 50 years or you are 45, whatever the case might be, you are at a senior level now. Your pension fund is now 2 million rand.
Yeah, and I'm told that they don't get less than 2 million this.
Yes, yes. Because remember, they don't have a broken record.
Yeah.
Right. Now the gentleman knows that you have got this a lengthy service and you have got about 2.7 million rand. And then they get into the marriage 3 months, 6 months later, they file a divorce and say, I want my half share.
And they don't always win, do they?
But if the ladies don't know their rights, then they agree, what can I say? It's community of property.
Yeah.
Then they lose and then they suffer from depression.
I think that's why it's important, more especially men. I know that times are tough, but at least men must be able to provide. They shouldn't take advantage of these women. And if these women are desperate, these guys will take advantage of them and they'll end up losing everything. You know what I mean? And that's not what they want. It's 7 minutes to seven on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Let's hear your views on this and other issues that you might have on AM 657 this evening. Feel free to contact us. I've just given you three platforms that you can use. Starting with the SMS number is 37871, and the WhatsApp number is 082-657-2729. Alternatively, give us a call live in our studios this evening is 012-334-1322 and speak directly to Ndate Elias Shamat. You can send us a WhatsApp message or a WhatsApp note. Like I said, please, when you are sending us a WhatsApp note, make sure that the radio is off, or maybe the volume is down and the windows are closed if you are driving, just to make sure we can be able to hear you clearly there. So feel free to give us a call right now on those numbers. The 012-334-1322 number, and drop us your WhatsApp note on 082-657-2729. Alternatively, the SMS number is 37871. Yes, sir.
Yes, in that we received a WhatsApp from one of the listeners here regarding the home renovations. Right, she paid the company a certain amount to do some home renovations or fixing of the property, you know, the cracks and stuff, painting, but the guys didn't do the proper job because the house is cracking again or the walls are cracking again, the paint is peeling off and stuff like that. They don't want to come to fix. They keep on saying they're gonna fix, but they don't. So that might be this case is of the home renovations. They fall under Consumer Protection Act CPA. Right, so people have to lodge the complaints with the Consumer Affairs under the Department of Economic Development. But the case in point here in Datumab is that I was trying to locate somebody who can be able to assist this Radio Pulpit listener. I hope she's listening, but I think she fell out of patience. We receive lots of messages in Datumab. We receive lots of calls. Obviously, we have to prioritize for our clients first. So the ones that come from Radio Pulpit, obviously they will be by the way, because those ones are non-payers. They're just asking for assistance. So we will do them as and when we get the chance. We can prioritize them over our clients who have paid. So we said to her, she must go to Home Affairs. And she said she's not comfortable of going to not Home Affairs, Consumer Affairs. She's not comfortable because she doesn't trust the government departments that they can do a proper job. The fact of the matter is that nobody will deal with the CPA cases. I mean, if you bought a fridge somewhere and it's not working, you bought a fridge for 2,000 rand, who do you think is going to assist you with that? No one deals with those cases because they are of no interest to the business. Because if you are going to assist somebody with a 2,000 rand case, right? When how much are you going to charge? It's not worth it. If you take the business into consideration, that's why you have to go to the likes of small claims court if you've got a claim. But if you've got something like this, you have to go to Consumer Affairs. So let me put this into context. A lady called us yesterday, or a lady, she has joined a travel club or something. You know what it's even doing that way?
Yes, I do.
Mm. Those things, you pay whatever amount every month, and then when you go on holiday, they'll pay for you all the travel expenses. So she's going overseas this week.
Okay.
So the trip will cost about 30,000 rand. These people say they will pay. They're not paid. She should have paid for the flights now. She should have paid for the accommodation. So yesterday when she called, I'm trying to shed the light here as to what was the efficiency of this particular listener. So she called us yesterday and stated her case, what her case was. So what we did, we phoned the director of Consumer Affairs. While she was holding, we put the director on the line from the Consumer Affairs. We said, you have got me and my mom on the line. I'm on the line. This is the issue. And he said, we have cancelled this travel what businesses.
Mm.
Or the holiday clubs, the travel what. He said, we have cancelled everything. There shouldn't be any of those that are still practicing because they rob people.
Okay.
If you want to book a hotel or some a vacation, they will tell you that everything is booked.
Mm.
Right? But you pay every month. So you'll go for 10 years without booking anything.
Yeah.
But they take money from you every month. Mm. So now the government says they have cancelled those things.
Okay.
Consumer Affairs. So what we did in this case, in closing, the director of Consumer Affairs said, because the lady stays in Ekurhuleni, go to Germiston. In front of Germiston Court, there are the offices there of the Department of Economic Development. You'll find Consumer Affairs offices there. Go to the manager there and you'll complete the complaint form, and they will deal with that travel, whatever, holiday club, to give you your money.
Okay.
The same as those people who have got washing machines, TVs, whatever, that they are not working.
Mm.
They can go to the same office. In Joburg, there's one. There's one in Vereeniging.
Okay.
There's one in Soweto. If you Google Consumer Affairs, otherwise we'll post it on the Facebook. People can see the details.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, I've heard about this from Radio Pulpit, and they must come and give us a report. And then we're going to report back to the director and be able to say, yes, your office is working or your office is not working.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you once again for your time. I refer to contact details to how? 067-267.
0627 226 5934. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.